Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision. And in this particular clip, Mitchell Stankovic and Associates consultant Patsy Van Auerkerk talked about what was discussed in her breakout group. And some of the things that were mentioned there is like smaller credit unions not having the resources to better serve their members, investing in the future, better serving community needs, vendor management, the whole nine yards. So yeah, a lot was discussed in her group. And here's her summary. So enjoy.
I think what I sensed a lot, there's a lot of frustration, obviously, with credit unions not having the resources to do what they would like to do for their members. And so trying to deal with the time, energy, and staff issues in order to make strategic decisions and invest in the future is a real dilemma. And as I put in one of the comments, the balance between talent and technology. If you invest in talent in the right way, perhaps that helps move you forward with the right technology. One of the frustrations was many credit unions not being willing to invest in future in technology to address the needs of their members going forward. And so that hurts us all. And I think it comes down to every credit union being unique in terms of who they serve, their community, their field of membership, knowing what their members need, whether it's financial education, whether it's a foundation to help address the issues that are not being met in their community. So a lot of discussion about what credit unions could do, smaller credit unions could do to be relevant. So I think for me, having come from a larger credit union, I saw the same resource issues or the same frustrations with vendors that I experienced in our conversation today, but on a different scale. And so I think it makes me want to look at what could we do as an organization to really help this group when there are so few resources available. A lot of discussion about collaboration, networks that could be created around technology, around fraud, around compliance. There were several suggestions that were thrown out about some of the things that CUNA has, like their compliance product. So a way that we can work with our trusted partners to do more. So I think one of the things in our last conversation was about the leverage that larger credit unions have that smaller do not when it comes to dealing with their core processors, and the lack of time to really get into contract review and feel that your hands are tied, especially as a new CEO coming in and you find out the organization's just committed to a six-year contract. That was one of the examples. How do you unwind that? And so I think that some things that were specifically suggested was, what could we do to share resources around making the right technology decision, selecting the right vendor, the due diligence? Could there be some resources provided to be able to do that? And we kept coming back to strategic influence being around having clarity about who you are and who you want to serve. So great conversations.
Thank you very much, Patsy. And stay tuned for more coverage of the Underground Collision here on CU Broadcast.